Holiday season, a big time for charities to do a little bit of fundraising. You know, people are in the spirit to give. Some people are simply looking for a tax deduction. According to the Wall Street Journal last year, Americans gave $295 billion to charity. But once you send your hard-earned cash to help build that house in the Gulf region or save the wild egret's natural environment or help buy some school uniforms, how can you really be sure your money was well spent? In this BPP edition of Stories We Wish We Thought Of First, it's ripped off from the headlines. Sally Beatty wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal suggesting it would be easier to know how charities are spending all that money they receive each year. And she wrote an article about it and how they might could be a little bit more transparent. Hi, Sally.
How are you this morning?
Doing just great. Okay, so for the record, charitable nonprofits, now they're required to disclose financial records to the IRS each year, how the money came in, how it was spent, which seems pretty reasonable. But you report that some of the charities just blow it off.
A lot of charities fill out these forms, which are quite complex, either incorrectly or they just skip certain questions. And even if they filled them out correctly, the forms do very little to really get to the heart of the issue, which is what sort of impact did the charity have?
So why would they not fill them out correctly and take the time and submit them in the right proper way?
Well, there's a lot of there's been some major reports recently in the last couple of years of charity abuse, but it seems to me that most of the problem isn't, you know, people trying to do the wrong thing. It's simply folks start charities, they have great intentions, but the actual activity of running a charity is quite challenging, and people just don't have time.
So when it comes down to the bottom line, to whom are the charities ultimately accountable?
Almost nobody. I mean, they have to fill out these tax forms, but the IRS is not in a position to really study them and follow up to see if they're done appropriately. And so if the best thing to do really is for individuals who are interested in giving to really research the causes that they're interested in, get to know the groups in your local community, and you know, don't just give money, but volunteer, go on the board, meet with the charity officials, find out how they measure their own work, and make sure that they're doing what you think they should be doing before you give them money.
Well, shouldn't the board of directors be on top of all of this?
They should, but, you know, most of these are volunteer organizations, and many boards of directors are quite busy doing their regular jobs, and there's just simply not enough time, and that's why donors have to really put in the legwork themselves to check up on things.
So as a donor, can I request a status report from a charity? Say, even if I haven't given money, say I'm thinking about emptying out my wallet to your charity?
Yes, you can, and chances are they're not going to have the kind of information that you're looking for. They probably don't even keep it. It's not that they're keeping it from you. They probably just don't have the information themselves.
So I have to imagine there's got to be a website somewhere out there in the world that takes this cause on.
There are, but, you know, frankly, the national services can give you a lot of guidance. GuideStar is a terrific resource. You should definitely check out GuideStar. There's Charity Navigator. But these are just starting points because you can be buried with data. A lot of this financial stuff just doesn't really tell you what you need to know, which is, are they making a difference? Are they using the money wisely? How are they tracking their progress? Do they track it at all?
But isn't that difficult to create some kind of metric scale for a charity when you're doing things like building irrigation systems in developing countries? I mean, how do you put that on a scale next to somebody who's feeding the homeless about who's getting more done?
Well, that's a great question. And the simple answer is that, you can't compare them directly. And each organization can – there's a lot of struggle right now to try and come up with common metrics. But, I'm no expert, but it seems to me that's kind of – you can only take that so far. Each organization should have their own method of measuring their effectiveness, and they should be able to articulate that to you. They should be able to say, here's how we track our progress. As a donor, if you want to look across certain areas that you have interest in, whether it's education or, helping people overseas, you can then make comparisons yourself, but you're not going to find common metrics.
We're talking to Sally Beatty, who wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal about checking out charities and what they're doing with the money that you send them. A practical question, wouldn't charities use up funds, doing all this administration work as they're trying to be super transparent and sort of defeat the purpose of fundraising?
That's a really good question, and that points to this debate that I think has gone on too long and sort of overshadowed the real issue, and that's this whole debate about fundraising costs, administration costs. Yes, these things cost money to do. You know, if you want to keep good records, you're going to have to spend money keeping good records, and that should be a part of what you do, though. That should be part of your of your program services. It's not unreasonable for donors to be asked to spend to give to support administrative costs. The question is, how's the money being used? If it's on executive perks, obviously that's right. Not something that anybody wants, but donors should absolutely be supporting nonprofits who are willing to invest in sound administration.
And one of the points you make in your article, which I think is really interesting, is that the people who donate the most, it's an issue for them where the money's going. And tell us who these people are, what strata they're in, and what their big issue is when they want to give money.
Well, I think you're talking about high net worth individuals.
Yeah.
There's not tons of robust research on high net worth individuals, but there's more and more. And it suggests that they are very interested in understanding how the money is spent. They understand that sound management practices are important. And before they give, they go in, depending on how much money they're giving, some of them go in with their own auditors.
Really?
I know a fellow who gave $400 million to a variety of environmental organizations recently, and this gift took shape over years. He went in, he got to know the organizations, he went on the board, he gave them some money, he watched how they spent it, and then he increased his giving over time. He structured them as challenge grants. He said, I'll give you this if you do that. He really got to know the group. Now he's got a lot of money to play with,
right?
So he's going to get more attention from the charity. But you don't have to be a billionaire in order to kind of ape the strategies of wealthy philanthropists. You can track what they do, how they do it, and imitate them to the best you can. I mean, if you go in there and are persistent and demand certain things, if you volunteer, if you go on the board, they're going to have to pay attention to you.
All right. So, obviously, most people listening to us, not kabillionaires. Maybe have $100, maybe $500 they want to donate, and they've only got time to really hit the charity's website. Can you point them in a direction, at least where they should go to look for a little bit of information?
I would start with GuideStar. I just think that they're a really authoritative, neutral source that they're supplementing. They started out by posting the 990 forms, but they're constantly supplementing what charities give them. Another great resource is the Better Business Bureau. If you are interested in a charity, you call the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Allowance and you say to them, or you email them and you say, I want to know more about this charity. If they haven't already done a report on the charity, they respond to public inquiry.
Well, there you go. Sally Beatty, she wrote this piece for the Wall Street Journal. It's good reading. We'll link to it on our blog. Sally, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That 990, by the way, is that tax form she was talking about.
Yes. Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, the Google secret wedding. Did it happen? We'll get the latest coming up on the BPP from NPR News.